σε εκδικήθηκα. Ούτε μια φορά απόψε δε σε θυμήθηκα. Το όνομά σου να το συλλαβήσω αρνήθηκα, όπως παλιά. Σε εκδικήθηκα και τα φώτα έσβησα, μα δε φοβήθηκα. Ούτε με το μαξιλάρι σου κοιμήθηκα αγκαλιά. Δεν έχω τίποτα να θυμάμαι, τίποτα να μισώ, τίποτα να αγαπάω, για τίποτα να ζω. Δεν έχω τίποτα να θυμάμαι, τίποτα να μισώ, τίποτα να αγαπάω, για τίποτα να ζω. Σε εκδικήθηκα, τον εαυτό μου σκότωσα, μα σε εκδικήθηκα.
With the opening bell sounds on a Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock, we prompt right into Manny Frangidakis and 12 Points Wealth Management with his weekly market update. A little bit shorthanded as Stamati is away, but Manny certainly has a great way of explaining the week to us all. And before we get started, Manny, to you, to your family, a very, very Merry Christmas. And we thank you for your unwavering support and contribution to our program each and every Tuesday, Manny. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Teddy. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all. I hope everyone is enjoying this week as we lead into the festivities. And not too soon after, a Happy New Year.
Right around the corner. 1 week away. 1 week away. Exactly. I kind of like it that they're both on Sundays this year for some particular reason. That's kind of nice, I guess.
Yeah. It's a nice change of pace. And then, you know, you get, you know, the second off. So, you know, the holiday will carry over.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all good. So, Manny, I'm going to defer to you for today's show. What's been going on this week?
There's not a whole lot going on. Mm-hmm. We've had some chop in the market, which we talked about last week. You know, we alluded to the fact that there was going to be two major events in the month of December, and that was going to be the release of CPI, which came in cooler than expected. That led the markets go off with a bang. They ended up pulling back towards the end of the day with CPI, so they did sell off as they went into the close. But at one point, you had the indices up, you know, over 3%, which is something that we had been calling for, that, you know, what happens to the market if, you know, i.e. inflation dissipates, i.e. the Fed changes course and potentially pauses before pivoting, or, you know, some kind of peace treaty or pause in the Ukraine-Russian war. Mm-hmm. So any of those things would have massive market implications. So we get a cooler CPI print last week, markets go off to the races, and then we follow up with the Fed last Wednesday and the speech delivered by Chairman Powell, which was more hawkish than was expected, and the market sold off. And we've been kind of declining in price since last Wednesday. We're finding a little bit of a bottom here, but this is all stuff that we kind of expected and called for, as we said that, you know, because of how good the markets did in November from an appreciation standpoint, we said that there wasn't going to be a seasonality perspective in December, and that in fact, every year that the market has been down more than 10% going into year end, it's actually a bad month for the market. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of in line with where we are. It's not massive chop. You know, you're still range bound. We still believe that the, you know, in the S&P 500, and the reason why we look at the S&P 500 across all the other indices, it's the largest group of companies in the United States. It gives you the biggest barometer for the economy. So when we talk market, usually for me, it's always the S&P. Mm-hmm. So for the S&P, we expect it to be range bound between 3,800 and 4,100 for the next coming months, and then potentially having an opportunity for some upside surprise towards the back half of 2023. Mm-hmm. Manny, and I still think that remains true.
Yeah, yeah. Manny, I'm a little bit curious with the Christmas season upon us here, and of course, retail spending, from what I'm understanding, it's down quite a bit. What does that mean to reporting, you know, 30 days after the holiday, after the holiday season reports? Is that something that you should kind of be aware of, or, you know, keep tail of it?
We're already expecting a terrible first quarter of 2023.
Yeah.
We already, you know, put it forward that, you know, the first mountain to climb for the market was inflation in 2022 and dealing with the rising interest rate environment. We have hurdled that mountain, and now here's the second mountain we have to climb, and it's going to be the ramifications of these decisions and the policies that were put in place to fight inflation. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to deal with some negative earnings from corporations. We know that payroll is, you know, increasing by the day. We know that supply lines are still damaged and the cost of goods continue to increase. You know, at some point, we're going to see margin compression, and we expect that to come to the tape in the first quarter of 2023. So retail sales, you had a bad print last week. We're kind of in that ballpark that COVID pulled all the goods purchases forward over the last 2 years. People continue to spend on services. Services inflation is remaining persistent. But from a good side, we think people overloaded during the, you know, at-home period. And frankly, there's not a decent amount of goods that people still need to acquire in such a short order. So we were expecting, you know, retail sales to not do too well, and, you know, retailers for that matter to have some pain and suffering in 2023.
Coming to thought with retail, no matter what, you know, the bricks and mortar are down, but the, you know, the activity, I think we've talked about this before, between UPS, U.S. Mail, Amazon, FedEx, UPS, all of them. What markets are associated with cardboard and packaging that can give us some good news is, I guess, what I'm ultimately getting at. I mean, when you see something that's being used, Manny, I'm throwing away and crushing more boxes than I ever have in my life. You know, what's going on in that commodity?
Well, just like everything else, you're seeing increased pricing, whether it's from labor, whether it's supplies. But no, look, you know, the Amazons, the FedEx, the UPSs, they're not doing so great right now. They did really well in the last 2 years. No, Amazon is in the dump. Mm-hmm. You know, they're at a massive contraction just like the rest of the tech companies, and they're closing retail locations. Mm. So people are feeling the pinch, and people are now starting to consolidate their major lines of business.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. What do we have to look forward to in 2023? No matter what, with the United States of America, we're resilient. Well, what do we have to look forward to?
Well, the idea here is that inflation goes away, that our cost of living decreases, and I think we are seeing that come to play. Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked about needing to let rate hikes play out, and that, you know, the data that we're operating from, and not just us, but the Federal Reserve, is operating on data that's at a 6 to 9 month lag. Mm-hmm. So it is working. It's the reason why you got a cooler CPI print last week. Mm-hmm. The reason why we expect CPI and inflation to continue to drop like a rock in 2023. The good news is what you're looking for, Teddy, is we think that it does actually occur, and the Federal Reserve is able to reverse course at some point. The reason why Chairman Powell spoke so hawkishly last week during his press conference is because at the moment, the bond market is still pricing in rate cuts for 2023. But the way that's looking like June of 2023, the bond market is telling you that they believe he's going to reverse course and actually cut rates. He's trying to talk the market out of that, and that's why he was hawkish last week. He's saying, you're not believing me. I am not cutting rates in 2023. Mm-hmm. We're not in the camp that he does cut rates, but we do believe that he does pause and pivot after we get through the February and March Fed meeting. At that point, we'll get the Fed funds rate up to 5 and 5.25%. We do think that inflation at that point in time will still be slightly elevated, but trending in the right direction. That's going to give them optionality in 2024 to potentially cut rates and bring mortgage rates back closer to 5%, as well as the cost of capital to come down slightly and for liquidity to enter back into the market. Mm-hmm. That is your good news. That is what everyone is hoping for. That is why the market rallied after CPI print. The second that the market sniffs out that the Fed is going to either stop raising rates or reverse course, the markets could easily rise 10% to 10%.
Just like that, yeah.
Just like that.
Just like that, yeah. It's amazing. Manny, all I can say is anytime you make anything of a prediction, it always seems to come to fruition. You know, obviously, you know, hours and hours of preparation looking into this. And that's why, you know, that's why we urge our listening audience, you know, to contact Manny at 617-212-8343 and have a conversation. You know, you've worked hard for all of these assets and, you know, solidify them, make sure that they're in the right hands, and Diallo Napo.
Yeah, and it's more than that. It's not just about your – I know we always talk about investment returns and what's going to happen with the market, but in true reality, your investment returns are only a small portion that, you know, determine your magnitude of success from a financial standpoint for you and your family. It really also comes down to making the major decisions correctly, having the correct planning in place for you and your family. If you have a business, understanding what that business is worth, how could you potentially sell it or transfer it to the next generation? And most importantly, removing all the liabilities that you currently don't see out there as it relates to your personal lives and your planning. And that is something that we work at every day with our clients. And it's more meaningful than, did I get 5% this year or 8%? Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure that the audience understands that it's just, it's not all about what did I get in my stocks and my bonds.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. It's so much comes in variables, age, this, that, the other thing. It's endless. Manny, I'm going to let you, we talk about, you know, 12 Points Wealth Management. Of course, you're also, your entire organization is, you know, heavily involved. And I see a lot of posts on social media, whether it be LinkedIn, Facebook, all the social media carriers. But tell us a little bit about the growth of the organization in 2022. I see that you've taken on some real good additional staff, well seasoned. So tell us a little bit about the vision of 2023 at 12 Points Wealth Management.
Well, we were very fortunate, and, you know, this is a team effort, and I'm lucky enough that I'm surrounded by some very, very intelligent human beings and some hardworking and overall great people. But due to the detriment of my team, and due to their, you know, hard work every day, as well as my partners, we've been able to grow our firm about 30% in the last year, even with, you know, the markets being down, which has allowed us to go out and bring in, you know, more talent that can better suit and help our client base make major decisions in their lives. You know, the most recent company we launched is an investment banking division. Laura Maruzzi, who joined my team, has 27 years of investment banking experience helping transact, sell, and buy businesses from the range of $10 million to $200 million and has done over 100 transactions in her career. Mm-hmm. So bringing that opportunity to our clients where they have a trusted source where they can help nest and harvest their largest family asset and make sure that it gets to the next generation or that the next generation is cared for in an appropriate manner while mitigating taxes and making sure everything is set up appropriately for you and your family. This is just one of the more recent things that we've been doing, but every decision that we decide to do that we make at 12 Points is around this, you know, the benefit of our clients.
Yeah. Well, I think that's becoming more and more clearly evident to us all. Manny, I want to, you know, and first of all, you know, with Stamati not here, great job. I want to thank you. I want to thank Stamati. He's away for the week. But just a great session each and every Tuesday. And again, Merry Christmas, my friend. I look forward to seeing you face-to-face again very soon.
I can't. I'm looking forward to it, Teddy. And, I wish you and your family and your growing family, you know, a wonderful holiday and a happy new year. And very thankful for our partnership and the ability to, you know, take part in this program week after week. And just very excited to continue it in 2023.
As are we all. Manny Frangidakis, 12 Points Wealth Management, Tuesdays at 11 o'clock right here on Grecian Echoes. Kalakristugena, Manny. Yes, sir.
Peace.